Coach Alistair, it's a very steep learning curve at the World Cup due to the nature of the opposition, obviously, and the games being quite on top of each other quite quickly. How are you going to approach the match against the All Blacks tonight?
Yes, look, Dion, I mean, before we came here, we knew that it was going to be tough in our pool, and, started out against the Italians. It shows the quality of those teams, you know. We've been punching really hard and well in the first 60, I would say, and still up until the 70th minute, we're 31, 8 behind. It just shows that their quality in depth, and just the experience. So there's a lot of lessons that we take out from this. We have to start a bit better than last week against New Zealand. We cannot afford a yellow card early in the game. So with that yellow card we got, we conceded 14 points. And I mean, if you remember, the halftime score was 17-8. So, 14 of those, the yellow card had a direct effect on that, and the scoreline there. So it shows that if we, get the execution, the discipline right, we can fight. So the thing against New Zealand, you cannot just punch once. You've got to keep counter-punching. And we've got to, when there's opportunity for us, we've got to convert that pressure into points, because you don't get a lot of opportunities in their half to score points. So every little half a chance, you've got to take and make it, a chance.
We saw, Coach, in the match between France and Uruguay last night, we saw how effective Uruguay was in keeping the score down of the French by disrupting their style of play. Is that something you guys could do against the All Blacks, perhaps?
100%. That is the main focus. That's actually the plan, is to break their rhythm. So that is our theme, break their rhythm. There are certain things that you have to do right, and not just for 40 minutes. You've got to do it for 80 minutes, So, and that is that will be our challenge today. For how long can we, contain and try and break their rhythm? That's small battles, individual battles, and our forwards especially will have to be in every battle. When I talk about a battle, getting up from the floor, getting in defense line, making your hits, just working off the ball, get in the carry, get through, head and shoulders through to get behind them. Little battle. So it's a constant in the chase. How hard are we going to chase? Are we going to outsprint them in the chase, or will they get their covers there before us? Those little battles. So we spoke about those things, and the longer you can do that, the more you're in, like the Uruguayans last night, you're in with a chance. And when you're presented with an opportunity, you then have to execute and take it.
Coach, we got a couple of voice notes from some of the players there who are really looking forward to the game. For them, it's an opportunity. And it's good to see that nobody there, respect the opposition, but don't be scared of them. And what the guys are saying as well, for them, it's very important to play well enough, not only to obviously to please you as the coach, but also to earn the respect of the New Zealanders.
100%. And also not the respect of the New Zealanders, but respect for their peers in the team,
Yeah.
So if you can look your fellow teammate in the eye after a game when you have a beer, that's when that will come through. So you want to earn that respect, that this guy say, buddy, you had my back today and you really played well, or you did a great job there, you never gave up type of thing, So, yes, and John, I think also important point is the Namibian boys have an opportunity to play against the best in the world, and it's a good All Black side, not just for that, but also for a future, future contract somewhere else, because they are seen by hundreds of clubs, world over. So these boys can at least think about that also, and make sure that they get contracted somewhere else.
Alistair, one more question. What is the mood like in the camp? What are the players feeling like? What are you picking up leading up to this huge one tonight?
Oh, it's really positive. I would say the mood is a bit of tension, nerves, which is good to have, but more excitement than anything. Facing the Haka tonight will be unbelievable. It's not a lot of players that get the opportunity to play against an All Black side, let alone just play a normal fixture, but at the World Cup, it's an unbelievable opportunity for them.
We know you're busy, Coach. We please give the players our best wishes and the best wishes to you as well. The whole of Namibia is standing behind you, and we're sure you guys are going to do your very best.
No, thanks, John, and thanks for the support. You know, I think that's really one of the other objectives, is to go out there and make our fans and our supporters really proud of the Namibian team.